This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 82, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. So hello, happy Friday, or whatever day you're listening to this. It has been a good week. There are lots of great books coming out now and later. So glad to be out of winter titles around the holidays because there's nothing going on. And so I have great stuff to tell you about today. But first, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by TBR. TBR is Book Riot's new subscription service offering tailored book recommendations for readers of all stripes. Been dreaming of a Stitch Fix for books? Now it's here. Tell TBR about your reading preferences and what you're looking for, and sit back while your bibliologist handpicks recommendations just for you. TBR offers plans to receive hardcover books in the mail or recommendations by email, so there's an option for every budget. Sign up only takes a few minutes. You just answer a couple of questions about what you like to read and what you're looking for. You link it up to your Goodreads profile if you have one, and you're done. TBR subscribers are matched to bibliologists based on their requests. If you love thrillers and want to read more romance, or if you're looking for poetry by writers of color and maybe some space opera, we've got someone who knows just what to choose for you. Each TBR delivery contains three titles if you get the recommendations only level, or three new hardcovers, and you'll receive a new shipment every 3 months. Give your bibliologist feedback, update your requests to stay in line with your reading goals and expanding horizons, and basically have your own personal book concierge. Recommendations only is $15 a quarter or $49 a year. Hardcovers are $75 a quarter plus $4.79 for shipping. Annual subscribers receive free shipping. So recommendations only is available worldwide, though, so that's exciting. And hardcovers are available in the U.S. So you can visit mytbr.co to sign up today. That's mytbr.co. So there you have it. I get to be a bibliologist. It's wicked fun. If you're from Maine, you say wicked a lot. And it's really great. Like, all I want is for people to read books and be happy. Unless they're bad people, and then they're on their own. But mostly people are good, and I want them to be happy. So this is really fun. Also, you know, new books. Like, why wouldn't you want that? So, now I'm going to talk about some old books. This week, Spin by Lamar Giles came out. It's a young adult novel about the murder of a DJ and her former best friend and her biggest groupie, who are enemies, must set aside their differences to figure out who killed her. And I loved this book, Endangered, by Lamar Giles, that came out a few years ago. It was actually an Edgar Award nominated for Best Juvenile Mystery. And it's about a high schooler named Lauren Daniels. Her nickname is Panda. And she runs an anonymous photo blog. And she likes to take photos of people doing bad things, her classmates and her teachers. She's trying to expose people who are, like, bullying by putting them in their place by doing this. And she gets a message from somebody. They contact her and say they know who she is because she's, like, no one knows, like, who's been writing this blog. And so they threaten her and say if she doesn't do what they say, that bad things are going to happen. So they've got her, like, taking dangerous photos and doing strange things. But she knows that they know who she is because they sent her a photo of herself taking a photo. So she decides after a while that she's not going to do it anymore, and people wind up getting hurt. So she has to figure out who is behind it. It's kind of like Veronica Mars written by Lois Duncan, except that her parents are really lousy. Veronica's dad was pretty cool, but her parents, Panda's parents, are pretty lousy. But it's great fun. So again, it's called Endangered, and it's by Lamar Giles. And speaking of young adult thrillers, Come Find Me by Megan Miranda came out this week. It's about two teens who have each suffered some kind of tragedy. One of them survived a horrible tragedy that no one else in her family did, and the other, his brother, is missing. They start receiving a strange frequency at home, like in their room and on their stuff, and it's, they don't know what it is, and they end up getting together to try and figure it out. She has an adult novel that I really enjoyed called All the Missing Girls, and it's about two missing girls 10 years apart. There's a woman named Nicolette, and her best friend Corinne disappeared one day. Just disappeared, never heard from again, nobody knows what happens to her. Nicolette returns to their hometown 10 years later, and shortly after she arrives, her brother's girlfriend disappears. Now, his girlfriend was actually the alibi for the last people to see Corinne 10 years before, and now she's dating Nicolette's brother, and it's all very suspicious. But here's the cool thing, the thing that really sold me on it. It's told entirely in reverse. It starts with the day that her brother's girlfriend goes missing and goes back to day one, which is like a very Memento thing, which is a movie that I really love. So I was very excited about this one. It's great fun. It's called All the Missing Girls, and it's by Megan Miranda. Also out this week is Vigilance by Robert Jackson Bennett, which is a novella. It's a very sharp, intense... intense is quite the word for it, satire about America's gun problem. It takes place in the year 2030, and there are no gun laws. Like, everyone has a gun. And there's a guy named John McDean, and he's created this game show where teams of shooters go into places, and the survivors get money. It's brilliant, but it's also terrifying. If you want something a little less intense, I highly, highly recommend his Divine Cities trilogy. It takes place in a city where gods used to exist. And they were not nice gods. They were horrible and put everyone in slavery and just ruined the city. But eventually someone killed them, and now the city has been rebuilt and it's doing very well. And so there is a woman named Shara. She is sent to Bulakov, that's the name of the city. She's a junior diplomat, but actually she's also a spy, and she's there to catch a killer. But while she's looking for this killer, she learns that maybe the old gods are not so dead, and maybe someone wants cruelty to make a big comeback. The world building in this is amazing. It blew my mind. I could not get over it. I love all the books in this trilogy. And my favorite character is Sigrud. He's like the story's Ronin, if you've watched Atlantis, or like Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. But, like, if they were raised by Sherlock Holmes. He's just very strong and very fierce and very, very smart, and he's awesome. So that is City of Stairs by Robert Jackson Bennett. Also out this week, I talked about this on the new show, is We Cast a Shadow by Maurice Carlos Ruffin, which is about an unnamed man in an unnamed southern city. He is trying to make partner at a law firm because he wants to get an operation for his son. His son is biracial, and he wants this operation for him. It will turn him white. And he thinks that it's the only chance that his son has of surviving. It's a very cutting satire. I mean, it's amazing. And it reminded me of The Sellout by Paul Beatty, which is, you know, has satire written all over it. He was also the first American to win the Man Booker with this book. And this is also about a young man. He lives in a poor LA suburb called Dickens. And his father was a sociologist who used to use him as the subject of his studies when he was young, and he told his son that he was writing a memoir. But when his father is killed in a police shootout, he's thinking, well, now is his chance to read this memoir that his father has been working on, and it turns out there is no memoir, and he's just flabbergasted. And so he's pretty mad about this, and he channels his anger into an attempt to get his town, Dickens, on the map, like literally. It does not appear on maps because California is kind of embarrassed of this town. So he enlists the last surviving little rascal. Like, this just gets weirder as I'm saying it. I'm just like, this is amazing. He enlists the last surviving little rascal, and then he causes an outrage that lands him in the Supreme Court when he tries to reinstate slavery and segregate the local high school. It's just bananas and amazing. I loved this book. I laughed a lot, but like, I don't laugh. I'm not a laugh out loud kind of person when I'm reading. It happens very rarely, even when things are hilarious, but I gave it to my boyfriend to read, and like, he laughed like at every page. I mean, it's just amazing. So that is The Sellout by Paul Beatty. And for Dealer's Choice today, I just got a copy of the second book in the York series by Laura Ruby. The first one was York the Shadow Cipher, and the new one is called York the Clockwork Ghost. Comes out on May 14th. And I just want to talk about The Shadow Cipher again because I loved this book, and I feel like I don't see enough people talking about it. It's just this wildly imaginative, fun series. It's kind of an alternate history. There are these three kids who are trying to solve the unsolvable puzzle left to New York City by the Morningstar Twins. The Morningstar Twins were these incredible architects that sort of showed up and changed the city. It's all very, like, steampunk and was just thriving, and their buildings were really interesting and strange, and they became very famous. And then 57 years after they arrived in the city, they just disappeared without a trace. The only thing that was left behind was a puzzle that claimed that if you could solve it, you would get unimaginable treasure. And no one has been able to figure it out. And so now there are these three children living in one of the last Morningstar buildings, and a realtor wants to buy them and tear them down, and so they think they can save it by solving the puzzle. So I don't throw this comparison around often. Like, I don't use it lightly, but it's very Westing Game. And so, like, if you like the Westing Game, you will enjoy this book. If you like fun, you will enjoy this book. I adored this book. So it is York the Shadow Cipher by Laura Ruby. And that's it for me this week, book lovers. Reminder again that you can go to mytbr.co to sign up for TBR. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or of my cats, oh my goodness, my kittens, like, they're growing so fast. Farouk and Zivon, they're enormous. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm going to come home from the grocery store and their little arms and legs are going to be sticking out the windows and doors like Alice in Wonderland. They just keep growing. It's amazing. Anyway, if you want to see pictures of them as they grow, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Kelly Jensen to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.